Today, Murray State University has reached another milestone.
50
stories.
50 stories. 50 years.
Now back to our studio.
It's WKMS's 50th year of broadcasting, and we're celebrating with 50 stories for 50 years. We've learned that in the beginning of broadcasting at Murray State University, the home for all things radio, whether it was the forerunner to WKMS, the Thoroughbred Hour, or the first time WKMS signed on the air, all of it came from the second floor of Wilson Hall. But about a year after WKMS took the airwaves, it was time to move to a larger space atop a brand new building on Murray State's campus, the Priest Oil Fine Arts Tower. With today's story, we hear from a few WKMS alumni who were here for that move. Kurt Hart attended Murray State from 1966 to 1972. He was a student on staff the first day WKMS signed on the air. He says the studios were pretty small.
A sardine can. I felt everyone was stepping all over each other, as I remember it. When we first signed on the air, I believe it was May of 1970, but we did have an announce booth, the on-air studio as such, and then it was like a long rectangular meeting area we used as a conference area, staging area, too, there in Wilson Hall.
Another WKMS alumnus, Jay Landers, recalls a couple of other characteristics of the Wilson Hall space that didn't quite fit well with the new radio station.
It's creaky wooden floors, and steam heat, and high ceilings, and plaster falling off in the corners.
Dan Wadlington is a 1972 graduate of Murray State. He remembers the actual moving from Wilson Hall to the Fine Arts Tower.
We had to physically truck by hand all of the records, all of the materials, all of the machinery, except for the heavy stuff, by hand across campus to the new Fine Arts building, and the elevators didn't work. So we also not only had to carry it across campus, we had to carry it up 10 flights of stairs to get it up here. It took us a day and a half. And then we moved in and we started broadcasting from the new studios.
Despite some of the hard labor of carrying the broadcast equipment and records upstairs, Wadlington says he's proud of the work he did at WKMS.
I was trained to be a teacher. I was never a teacher. I did 22 years in radio, including the first two here. So yeah, as it turned out, that was the career I pursued, not the teaching career. And I had a ball. It was a wonderful, wonderful career.
Join us again next week for another installment of WKMS's 50 Stories for 50 Years. In the meantime, if you have any memories you'd like to share with us, you can let us know at WKMS.org or simply call 270-809-2070. That's 270-809-2070.